Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Adam and Amy each have 2, and Bim has 4.
All right, we have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go first. Amy, fill in the blank. One day after postponing his testimony before the House, former Trump lawyer blank was subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Michael Cohen.
Right. This week, teachers in blank ratified a deal to end their first strike in 30 years.
Los Angeles.
That's right. On Tuesday, a judge ruled that the investigation into a contested congressional election in blank should continue.
Oh, Georgia?
No, North Carolina.
Oh!
Archaeologists in Scotland who recently announced the discovery of a Stonehenge-like structure they said dated back thousands of years were informed by residents that blank.
It was not that thing, but it was something else altogether.
Oh, I'll give it to you. The residents said, no, we built that in the 1990s.
Okay.
A state of emergency was declared near Portland this week as health workers scrambled to contain a blank outbreak.
Measles.
Right. On Tuesday, Mariano Rivera became the first player ever to be unanimously voted into the blank.
Baseball Hall of Fame, Cooperstown.
After appearing in the local news, a police officer in the UK named blank became a viral sensation.
Viral sensation.
If your name was Viral Sensation, that would help. But no, this police officer was named Rob Banks.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if his name was Viral Sensation?
It would have been, and how fitting. The officer in question became an internet sensation when somebody took a screenshot of his interview with Britain's ITV, and he posted it on Twitter. Despite being praised for having, quote, the world's greatest name for a policeman, Constable Rob Banks was actually there to talk about the very serious issue of law enforcement budget cuts along with his fellow officers, Sergeant Jimmy Locks and Captain Vincent Vehicular Manslaughter. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy got 5 right, 10 more points. She has a total of 12, and Amy's in the lead.
All right. Okay, Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Saying they were treated unfairly, President Trump tweeted his support for the students from blank.
Covington?
Catholic school. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court declined to take action on a case that would threaten the protections for 700,000 undocumented immigrants who fall under the blank act.
DACA.
Yes. This week, the White House recognized Juan Guaido as the rightful leader of blank, upsetting current President Nicolas Maduro.
Venezuela?
Right. According to a new report, blank has built over 20 secret ballistic missile bases.
North Korea?
Yes. A man in Vietnam suffering from blood poisoning was saved when doctors gave him an infusion of blank.
Radiated Mountain Dew.
No, 15 cans of beer. On Tuesday, researchers announced a new blood test that could aid in the early detection of blank.
Breast cancer?
No, Alzheimer's this time. It was reported on Thursday that the FTC was considering a record-breaking fine against social media site blank for failing to protect user data.
Facebook?
Yes. An Iowa man who won $1 on a lottery scratch-off ticket demanded that the state lottery office blank.
No idea. Colin Viral Sensei.
No. He demanded that they give him one of those giant novelty checks. His name is Tyler Heap, and he is truly the hero in the week's news.
Oh, yes.
Bought a scratch-off ticket at the convenience store, won a dollar, which is how much he paid for it, immediately went down to lottery headquarters in Des Moines.
So
he
great.
Said, I'm a winner. I want my big check. And the Iowa State Lottery employees said, why not? So they made a big check, paid to the order of Tyler Heap, $1. They took a picture of him in front of the state lottery logo. He's grinning. He's having the best time. He says he's excited about his big win, but he really wishes he had gone for the lump sum instead of opting to get a penny every year for 100 years. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, he had 5 right. That's 10 more points. He has 12, tied with Amy.
All right. How many, then, does Bim need to win?
Well, 4 to tie and 5 to win. We'll count them off.
All right. Here we go, Bim. This is for the game. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court ruled that the White House could enforce Trump's ban on blanks in the military.
Transgender people.
Right. On Monday, St. Louis announced it would no longer prosecute blank possession if it's under 100 grams.
Cocaine.
No, marijuana. We're getting to cocaine, don't worry, but not yet.
Okay.
This week, economic growth in blank fell to its slowest rate in almost 30 years.
America?
No, China.
Oh.
To help lessen the large number of drones clogging the airspace over Tokyo, Japanese police are using blanks.
Birds of prey.
No, other drones with big nets hanging from them.
No.
Trump associate Roger Stone posted a video in which blank speak in his defense.
Oh, I don't know. Snakes at the gym?
No, his own adorable dogs.
What?
I'm not kidding. He's like, he did the mouse. So they're like, Roger Stone didn't do anything. It's truly amazing. The favorite... And Roma led the nominations for the 2019 Blank Awards.
Academy Awards.
Yes, a man in Texas had to call police after getting locked in a blank that closed at 10 p.m.
Oh, I know this. A 24-hour gym.
Yes, indeed. The man was a paying client of the 24-hour fitness gym center. So he was in the locker room and was very surprised when he came out and found out he had been locked inside because it closed at 10. That's when a 24-hour fitness center closes because words no longer have meaning. The man was trapped for just under an hour but was saved after he reached another 24-hour fitness, which thankfully closed at 11 p.m. like God intended. Bill, did Bim do well enough to win?
This is unusual. Bim was headed for the Super Bowl, but she only got 3 right. Needed 5. Got a total of 10, but that means you, Amy, and Adam... are the champions this week.